and why we care about selenium in the environment. Selenium is a naturally occurring substance that we find in the environment, but in some situations it can really concentrate to levels that will cause problems in birds or in fish. And of course we all are particularly concerned about these kinds of organisms. We like to have birds around. We don't want to be poisoning them. Fish are good. We like to be able to fish, both for recreation and also fish are a valuable food resource to people as well as to other wildlife organisms. And what we found, of course, is that sometimes, although selenium is a naturally required substance, it can accumulate to levels that can be toxic to birds that eat fish or that eat invertebrates, and it could be toxic to the fish themselves, so they can't make appropriate fry, which are baby fish. What the concern is, from a regulatory standpoint, though, it's very difficult for this particular substance to say how much is too much. It really depends upon the environment that we're in, because there's very complex chemistry of the substance in wetland systems, in flowing streams, and in lakes, that really change the amount that accumulates through the food chain to cause problems in fish or in wildlife. Faced with this problem of being able to set a single number for how much is too much, we have taken a good look at a lot of the data, and we think that the most appropriate approach would be to set a method for looking at values that are specific to certain sites. And we'd really like to be able to see this kind of approach incorporated into the regulatory process. It's something that's new, it's different. For most of our toxic substances, we have single numbers. Or for metals, we have a general equation that we can use that takes into account a little bit of site-specific information. But this requires a lot more knowledge about how selenium works in the environment, how it moves through the abiotic chemical system and into the food chain. These are the kinds of issues that we're faced with at this point. We also have looked around to see whether there are lots of examples of whether birds or fish are being poisoned by selenium in lakes, streams, or other kinds of wetland systems. And we found a few examples. There's a couple that are classic cases. One is Belews Lake in North Carolina that had fly ash from coal-powered plants deposited into the lake. The other is Kesterson Wildlife Refuge that's had agricultural runoff drain into a wetland system. These have been exceptional cases that certainly have shown that it is possible to poison fish or wildlife with selenium, but they seem to be more the exception than the rule. It's not a widespread problem, but we do need to be vigilant and look at certain areas and see whether the potential for this might still be occurring.